This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the World Unseen exhibition in Somerset House, which is a partnership between Canon and the RNIB. And I've got Lawrence Gunther here, who was featured in one of the videos with Brent Sturton, who took the image of Rhino Walls. Lawrence is a conservationist. Lawrence, you obviously met Brent. How was that sort of meeting and exploring Rhino Walls?
It was really amazing. They didn't want us to meet until they had the cameras rolling to make the video. So I had heard about Brent. I had heard about the fact that he took this picture. But that's all I knew. I didn't know anything on how I was going to access the picture or how Brent was going to introduce me to the picture. But it was just a wonderful experience. He's such an amazing guy. He's done 25 years of environmental photography around the world where, you know, the intersection between humans and nature. And he's also done a lot of photography and video and reporting on the situation of world blindness. So he had a lot of understanding on that as well. So he had a definite advantage on me. And then when he took my hand and put it on the picture, the tactile picture, the first thing I felt was this roughness. He goes, Lawrence, he said, that's exactly how a rhinoceros feels. That's the skin. And it was just absolutely astonishing.
And I suppose, like me, you know, sort of you're visually impaired, and actually exploring a photograph through something that's tactile really sort of adds to that audio description that's there.
You know, I use ChatGPT-4 to have images described, but it's a lot of information. And, you know, they say a photograph's worth 1,000 words. So you can get a lot of, you know, ChatGPT content developed on one image, but you really don't get the context and the big picture of what that image is trying to convey. You know, you get a lot of the facts about the image, but not the big picture. So when you get and touch it and start to feel the placement of everything and understand, you know, the context of all of that, it's just amazing. It really brings it home.
And it's probably a sort of a meeting of minds, as you being a conservationist, to actually be with Brent and talk about Rhino Walls, which must be something that, you know, you obviously sort of, I suppose, agree with, you know, keep making sure that the white rhino is sort of kept.
You know, we have to give a voice to nature. And I think blind and low vision people and our ability to visualize the unseen world, you know, the underwater world, the world that's happening in behind the trees that we don't see easily, that people don't see what's happening. We can visualize that. These animals, the fish, the birds, the rhinoceroses, they don't speak, you know, they don't talk. We have to give them a voice. So to understand this and to be able to properly visualize it and strongly convey those stories in our spoken word, we can really help advance the conservation movement.
And you've obviously been around the exhibition today. Are there any other photographs that sort of stood out to you?
Well, there's a beautiful one of a beluga interface with a man. There's one of the child, the sonogram of the child in vitro is beautiful. You know, all of them will bring a tear to your eye. It's just absolutely astonishing. You need just to jump in there on your own and start feeling it. It can be a little overwhelming, but with the audio description and the braille description, and you can really narrow in quite quickly and really get to the main point of these pictures, and then feel for these Easter eggs. There's so many surprises that you'll find with your fingers. It really is the closest thing you'll come to seeing with your fingers you'll ever experience based on what's out there now.
Well, if you can't make it down here to Somerset House from the 5th to the 7th of April to experience the tactile images and the audio descriptions and the photographs, you can find them online on the Canon View website, which is canon.co.uk/view. Thank you very much indeed, Lawrence, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Very nice to meet you, sir. Keep up the great work.